This is the audio recording for the Candia Board of Selectmen meeting for May 12th, 2025.
Yeah, that's all right.
All right, well, if you want, we can get rid of the minutes to start off with. For April 14th.
You make a motion to accept minutes for April 14th as presented?
I'll second it.
Any discussion or changes? If none, all in favor?
Stephanie.
Sue. Boyd.
Brian.
Pat. Oh, you were an excused absence, Stephanie.
Yeah, you have to abstain.
That's all right.
We had to put our
We knew what you were doing, yeah. You just have to abstain.
Oh, so
you don't have, to approve minutes that you weren't here for.
I mean, they looked good to me.
I was going to say. All right, department reports, highway.
All right, so for the month of April, we began tree cutting and trimming on North Road in preparation for the road work we're going to be doing later on this summer. We did some brush work on the overpasses, all the overpasses, just because they don't get mowed regularly. They do need a bunch of brush work, and we took care of that. We did some shoulder work on Merrill and Donovan Road and then Jane Drive. That next one is actually a holdover from last month. We did do spring grading. We're not completely done with spring grading, but we're probably 75% of the way. We spread some gravel on the Flint Road Hill, the part that washes out and also gets muddy.
It's in pretty good shape.
That's needed gravel for a while. So we spread some gravel while we were up there doing spring grading, and it looks pretty good. We did have one spreader run where we had that weird snow squall come through, and then we did quite a bit of patching last month. There's still a lot more to be done. I understand that, but we're, you know,
A resident complained about a mud puddle at the end of Kayla Drive. Did we ever get on that?
At the end of Kayla? Where at?
Right,
like in the cul-de-sac or where the
Brown Road,
where it meets Chester Road.
Chester Road, I'm sorry. Right.
I'm wondering if they're talking about so that it's off the road, but that development kind of drains out towards Chester Road and then just kind of sits in like a. It's really just a holding pond. It stays wet until it dries, until it gets like the dry season, because it's so flat over there. There's nowhere for it to go. That might be what they're talking about, because I was just up there and I didn't see one. But
if you get a chance, just take a look and see if that's a problem.
I would, yeah, I'll go back up there and look. I think that's probably what, because the problem is it's so flat over there, the water runs out of the development, and then it hits the state road. State road's high, and it doesn't go anywhere. It's just kind of like a holding pond there up by the road, and it backs up into the drainage ditch.
And you're going to look at that complaint on Pine Ridge Drive?
Yeah, I already called the gentleman, and I'm going to actually just meet with him on site. I think there's a couple things that, like, the swale could be regraded. I think the driveway probably needs to be redone a little bit too, but we'll talk about it.
Okay, good, thank you.
In the area of 426 New Boston Road, that's ponding pretty deep up onto the pavement.
That needs
is there a culvert currently?
So right now there's, like, under that part of the road, there's just like a stone drain.
Okay.
What I want to do this summer, one of the culvert projects, is we need to put like just a 12-inch culvert there. Because it doesn't get a lot of runoff. It's not like it's a river. But if you get a lot of rain, or especially in the springtime when the snow's melting, it all collects there.
Yeah.
And it just needs a little culvert.
I didn't know if there was something existing there that got clogged
it's just
up.
Like a little stone drain, but over time, like, it's just a stone drain. It gets silt in it and stuff like that. It doesn't work as well. It just needs to be changed out to an actual culvert.
Perfect.
Yeah. Anybody else? Anything? For the road?
I mean.
Huh.
Yeah. What? Fieldstone. Yeah, the water from the cul-de-sac.
Yeah.
You know. Ponds over, but you know about all that.
Yeah.
All right. Police, did you want to do anything with the police, or table it?
looks like just what we've got highlighted. Please slow down and drive safely. The ACO car has 140, almost 145,000 miles. May need a new battery. Other than that, I don't see. He's probably got some things that he'd want to talk about.
Right. I mean, I like his the way he reports stuff.
We can table it if he makes it in before.
Yeah, because I know.
Yeah, because I have a question about the animal control. We I think it's getting to where we need to hire somebody back.
Yeah.
So, because a big complaint was, like, for instance, one time, two officers took a dog down to Stratum, and that's where the dog was housed for some reason, and somebody commented and said, we are paying two officers to take the car with the gas and everything and bring a dog to Stratum, and they, there's
sure
been
he has
a lot
an
of,
answer for it.
There's been a lot of, well, I mean, that's who they had. They probably had two people on. But there's been a lot of complaint, a lot of chit-chat about it, not in a positive way.
Generally, most of the chit-chat that you find on Facebook is very uninformed chit-chat anyways. Mm-hmm. So it's always better to get an answer right from...
Right, we'll ask him when he comes back. Yeah.
Do you know if they took care of that trespassing at Candia Springs? Did they?
I think he has stuff to talk about. He did come in one day that he knew wasn't here.
Yeah, we can table it and then he can... discuss him at the next meeting.
Okay.
If that's okay. Fire. Fire and all the...
Chief, dog reports regular truck and building maintenance. No fire training, but they did do EMS training. And last month they had a total of 38 incidences, 20 EMS and 18 fire. That's almost, it's over one a day. And their turnout time for each call was 9 minutes and 47 seconds. Four seconds.
Where do you see the time?
It's about three quarters of the way down. Response time.
And the report for the fire suits is not in yet, as far as I know.
The what?
The report on the inspection for the fire suits. It's they're in the process of wrapping it up.
Right.
Caleb and George have been in communication, and it's almost...
Yeah, they did.
Now we just have to worry about Fitz.
Worry about what?
Fitz Museum is the last on the list.
So they did resolve the other?
It's looking mostly resolved, yes.
Oh, wow. That didn't look positive.
No.
Oh, wow. Okay. Anybody have any questions on the fire department? Building, we already took care of that. I don't know if you want to longer on Bill and just go right over to the resignation.
That's a good idea, Brian.
What do you want to do, Brian?
Go to the resignation longer on building department.
So we got a letter of resignation from Mr. Dinsmore. Unfortunately, he has got an opportunity that he absolutely can't pass down. And we definitely congratulated him on it. I hate to see him go, but... good for him. So, if anybody knows any aspiring building inspectors,
the ad is live, right?
Things are posted.
Do you have a motion?
Yeah.
To accept it.
Yeah, I move we accept Mr. Dinsmore's resignation with deep regret. And thank him for his service to the town of Candia.
I'll second that.
Patrick, second. All those in favor?
Stephanie.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Good. Solid waste. That's yours, Boyd, now, right?
Yeah, that's right. Well, last month, we did 112.96 tons of municipal solid of total waste disposed of. Recycled... 25.3 tons of recyclables, and we raked in $3,010.05. We're not doing too good compared to last year, but they don't have a 2024 year to date. They have 2025, $28,002.
Yeah, because some of those numbers they roll
fluctuate.
Over anyways, right?
Yeah, they fluctuate like crazy.
You get caught in the delay.
Right.
I did see that the scrap metal pile's gone way down, so they must have recently sold some scrap.
They put some of that in that dumpster. There's a 40-yard dumpster there.
Okay.
Okay, so someone could be in there and someone could be gone.
But the recyclables are way up. Do we pay for that?
Depends. We don't do the aluminum. Is it the aluminum that's a money maker?
Yeah.
Which one
yeah.
is the aluminum here?
Aluminum and the
cardboard? No,
the,
what is it?
The milk jugs.
Yeah, that's
oh, yeah,
right.
Translucent
yeah.
plastic.
Yeah.
Really? There's money in that? Okay.
Yeah.
Remember, they told us we got a check for like $12,000 for that stuff not too long ago.
And the scrap metal did go on 411.
Yeah.
So Jeff went over there and graded the scrap metal area to get a little better drainage.
Yeah.
Okay.
Looks good.
Much less muddy.
Yeah. It'd be a little bit easier to use.
Yeah, definitely. Sure. I appreciate it.
And it sounds like they may be switching over to just using the dumpster, which is going to be good.
You're going to need a ramp to get up to it for people to stand.
I think his plan is to for them to drop it on the ground, and then they'll load it with the skid steer grapple. So that way he can.
Oh, I see.
That way he can supervise what they're putting in there and,
I see.
And everything.
You throw your stuff out in a pile
that's,
and then
yeah.
you move it with a grapple.
Yeah, that's what it sounded like he was wanting to do.
Perfect. Good. Any questions for solid waste? Nothing to report on the budget, Sue?
No, they just want to see if we can start it earlier.
The cycle of
yeah.
really? Like when?
Tomorrow. No. No, we usually take July off, so that's that. But I mean, I think what we usually do it when it's reached the beach weekend, which is in September.
Yeah.
But the middle, almost the middle of it, maybe if we push it back. I know that Labor Day's there, but maybe, I don't know. I'd have to look at a map.
We'll look at the calendar. And
calendar.
See what's wrong.
I did have a question on the budget as well.
Yeah.
My question is, so I had a question that I got clarified. On the ambulance budget, during budget season, a lot of the things, a lot of the items were a dollar placeholder we'll put in.
To keep the account active?
Right.
Fuel, third-party billing, medical supplies, medical equipment. And we've spent a lot so far. Fuel, $1,800, third-party billing is 50, or no, medical supplies is 5,700, medical equipment maintenance was 57. So I asked Mike, and he said at some point in the budget process, the select board left a dollar in as a placeholder. He said it'll be about $30,000 or $40,000 deficit at the end of the year.
$600,000 appropriation? That's how much we spend on the ambulance service, right?
Yeah, but it's this. There are expenses that won't be. There's no for his budget line. He'll be over about $30,000 or $40,000.
Well, considering we didn't put anything in those lines at the beginning of the year,
he had them, and at the deliberative, the report showed a dollar. So somewhere between in the budget season, the select board put it to a dollar.
That happened.
Nice, put the placeholder in.
So I'm wondering, did the select board actually put it to a dollar, or was it an accounting error?
I can't remember. I'd have to look at my notes.
I couldn't answer that.
He said, I was told that the expenses would be offset by the revenue, but it still doesn't matter because it's going to be listed as an expense, and at the end of the year, it'll be short $30,000 to $40,000. So.
But what does he mean by the revenue? Because they have a revolving fund, so that's not really revenue.
He said that's what he was told.
There was something with the wages, I thought, that were going to be over. I don't remember anything with the fuel lines being
equipment
put down to a dollar, though. I don't remember that happening.
So who?
I'd have to look at my
unless
notes.
The total amount didn't change and numbers were just moved around to make it look different, which...
Who does the typing into the numbers on the budget?
I think at that time it was Andrea, wasn't it?
Andrea or Kim. So we won't know who
requested. We can always
requested.
Listen to the recording.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Good idea, Linda.
Okay. So it was sometime between when he presented it
which
and
was September. It was weekend of, I think.
He said the the numbers were in there, and he noticed at deliberative it wasn't. He mentioned something, and the answer was...
He mentioned it to who?
He mentioned it during the deliberative session. So we'll have to listen to the deliberative session. Mm.
I do remember something about there being a deficit for the ambulance fund.
And I think
why didn't we increase the budget right then and there in the deliberative? I don't remember that.
I think he
at
was
all.
Just told, like, don't worry about it, the revenue will offset the...
It doesn't, right. though. It but doesn't.
It doesn't.
If they agree to spend the revenue, they haven't agreed to that.
Right. It's a revolving fund, so it doesn't.
Yeah.
Well, check on that.
The deliberative session recording. That's online, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So.
January what? 13th,
hopefully we'll have a fund balance at the end that will.
It can't. It's a revolving fund.
No, I mean on expenses.
Yeah, a negative amount.
Hopefully we won't be, you know, the town as a whole hopefully won't be as a deficit.
Oh, no, I don't think for those couple of...
No,
there's plenty of money.
No, we can't.
We can't do that.
No. Somebody's going to be fired, yeah.
We won't do that.
No, we won't do that.
Do you want to look at dates?
I don't have much on the planning, other than we did talk a little bit about some of the Senate bills that were being discussed up in Concord.
Yeah.
And one of the ladies in the audience there, I forget her last name, but I think her name was, it wasn't Linda, I don't know who she was, but she reported because she did zoom in on a lot of those. And she gave us kind of a synopsis of what took place up there. And Amy and I also went to one. I don't have any results of their discussions, but
we don't know about the 2-acre.
No,
thing.
No. I think that she did say that was discussed, but it wasn't really tabled. But they were going to bring it up again.
Yeah, they call it.
It wasn't really officially tabled, but it's something else.
We should have Keith Murphy come in for our next meeting and have him explain his. Keith Murphy.
Yeah,
have him explain his stance.
He was. I was surprised too.
Very
surprised.
Yes.
In favor of the state zone.
Replied back.
That's nice. Jamie and I said, "What?
Yeah, solid representation right there."
Right. It was really only, I think, 3 that were in support of it. Him, AARP representatives, and I forget who the other.
The realtors and the builders.
Realtors. Yeah, the realtors and builders. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, municipal wasn't.
Mm-mm.
They were
no.
against it.
No.
All the towns that spoke and stuff were all dead set against it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Well.
And it was, like I said before, there was one gentleman that runs a bus company, I think, down the seacoast. And he spoke. He was very eloquent.
He was
very educated. Against definitely.
Oh, good. Going down.
And he explained and even brought up that when zoning was adopted by the state way back, 1925?
I think so.
I think that's what it was. It was specific that they wanted it local and not state controlled.
Well, that's what we're trying to do with education and everything.
Right.
I don't know
that's
why
but it was,
we're
that's
going
how
off
it
course
was,
with this.
That's how it came to be, that they wanted it local, because all areas are not the same. It's not a cookie cutter.
Right.
They don't have the same needs.
Exactly. So it was very interesting. But
hey, does anybody know what Deerfields is, what the lot size needs to be?
I don't.
No.
I thought they mirrored us.
Because what would they do? I mean, they need a school already. I mean, what would they ever do?
Same thing we'll do when it comes to that.
Yeah, but we can house 500 over there.
That's right.
If there's nothing else on the Department of Reports, thank you for that. Fund balance requests for the administrative abatements. That's right here.
What is it? One copy?
It's
just one copy.
It's not the ones that Whitney did. This is just
Candace.
It's
not the
ones
Steve
did. Tax administrative.
This is Candace.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
So,
when does I thought Whitney was going to be done for this.
They weren't done in time for this one. They'll be probably the first meeting of June.
Right, because you said May were not.
A lot of people are asking.
No, I know.
I won't list any names, but there's 12 abatements submitted from Candy, and the total is 10,902 cents.
What type of abatements? Interest or
reduction in the tax assessment?
Right.
Oh.
They made a mistake when they filled out the tax.
Oh, one of those should be ours then. Yeah. So I should probably, I don't know if I should step down. They made a mistake on it.
No, you don't have to step down.
But this isn't going to cost the town any money.
No.
It's just going to reduce our receivables.
Yeah, and that's what I'm worried about. I'm just worried about that.
Accept it.
To approve the request for administrative abatement.
So you want a motion?
Yep, to approve the...
I move the board approve the tax collector's recalculated property tax assessments for the people on, call that exhibit one, and to change the bills accordingly.
And these are all mistakes?
You want the amount in there?
Yes.
Well, the total amount.
Right, $10,902.
$10,902.
Yep.
Second that.
All in favor?
Stephanie.
Sue.
Roy.
Brian.
Pat.
Thank you.
That's really not bad when you consider the number of bills we send out.
And the total amount, yeah.
And the overall opportunity for error.
This isn't the whole thing.
No, this isn't the abatements. These aren't the abatements.
Yeah, they haven't even...
That'll come.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
that one
be,
we can...
It won't be 10,000 either.
That one we can weigh in. Steve's going to give him his recommendation.
Yeah,
and we can change it.
Yeah, that's right.
If we so choose, for just cause.
So why are we doing these and not the other ones?
Because the other ones aren't ready.
Okay.
Yeah, that one was in the packet.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, to read.
Can I, on the subject, who is going to be doing our assessments from now on? Do we have a contract? Do we have a...
With Whitney.
What, for
the
one year?
Yeah, they sent it and it was signed, and now Steve had to take it somewhere to have it signed. I can't remember who had to review it. If it was
the
DRA or...
Before.
Yeah, Whitney.
Yeah.
It's the same company that...
No. We've
errors.
Never used them for this. Not to reassess the whole town. No. Right, I was just curious what we have for a contract, or if we have a contract, or so we're done with it, though. We just gave them the contract to reassess the whole, okay.
Well, no, it's in the first part of being signed for another year extension of the contract that they just...
They didn't ask us.
Well, it hasn't come before you yet.
Oh, I thought before it could be signed, you'd ask them before us, I guess.
I guess they're assuming it's going to be approved.
It's going to be approved
I wouldn't
first.
If I would, no.
I can assume that that's a no.
In preparation for that, do you know other people or other companies who do this?
Tammy
doesn't do it anymore?
There are two companies that just went under. They closed down, and I know Steve's overwhelmed with the amount of towns that are looking for assessing.
Really?
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
And those other two companies are over. They're not taking any more either. And other companies aren't taking any of those
municipalities.
There isn't great interest out there to do that for a living, then.
Yeah.
There is not a plethora of
choices.
There's
a lot of schooling and knowledge involved.
Headaches.
We don't know if Tammy does it anymore. We don't know about that. Does anybody know Tammy?
Mm-hmm. I do, but no. She's
done?
She's in Chichester, isn't she?
Yeah, but she...
I forget what she's doing.
Can you do that? Maybe give her a call tomorrow and just see if she's still doing it. But there's got to be private people doing it. I mean, there's got to be more than one company.
There he is.
Now we can start the meeting.
You won.
You won.
All right. Chief one, Trash Panda zero.
We can stop there and back up if you want. Now that the chief is here.
We've been holding this meeting, like, just waiting for you.
Really?
Yeah. We didn't want
to... Well, we knew that you wanted to share.
The show couldn't go on.
Well, I never realized how much oomph a raccoon has.
Oh, how much?
Oh, no. Did he bite you?
No. No, he wouldn't. We'd be fist fighting.
No, they're nasty.
The dog chased it in the house on the residence, and then it ran behind
furniture
and got stuck there, and then we like snared it to bring it out, and it latched onto a cable line and wouldn't let go.
Yeah, oh, they're wow. there. But they're mean.
Yeah, they fight.
Yeah.
What kind of dog was that?
What a raccoon.
Raccoon. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. What kind of dog was that? One of them spotted ones.
Did you tase them?
No, no. But yeah, that was fun. So we'll get to the monthly report here. Good news is the three officers are in the academy. They had their first week down.
Oh, nice.
Which is awesome, and they seem to be doing fine. We conducted some department training. We did traffic stop dangers, like a roll call training. It's like a video thing. We did some firearms training for safety orientation at Kennecum Firing Range, Fish and Game Club. They've been very gracious to let us train there when we need to. And that's pretty big because keeps us in town here. Still working on the NHLEA accreditation for Candia PD. That's just an ongoing process, doing that. As you can see, we from last month, we had 33 incident reports. We had 6 arrests this month. Motor vehicle stops, we've done 163. Accidents, we dealt with 6. And ACO instances, we had 17.
Oh.
17 total, it was 12 loose dogs, 4 wild animal calls, and a dog bite. You can see down on the offenses, we're 27 in total on those categories there. Go to the next page, you'll see the arrests we made. The cars are all still running very strong. You can see the mileage that we have on them. No major issues, just other than normal routine maintenance.
I love that report part of it.
Yeah.
It's nice to keep abreast of what's out there.
Yeah. Well, it's important to know where the cars stand, too. Right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. We signed the MOA agreement for 287G. You guys should have all received a copy of that. If you have any questions at all, it lays it all out.
Excited about that?
Am I excited about that?
Yeah.
I think it is I know there's a lot of stuff going on, the news about it, and it's very good for us to have that relationship with our federal partners. And nothing's going to change for us. It's just going to allow us resources if we should run into that. I know there's a misconception out there that, and I know there's things going on all over
the place. You're
going
to be breaking doors down.
We're not doing that. Like, you know what I mean? It's just, it's
I wanted
great,
to do a ride along.
You're
not
going to school and take kids away from
No, absolutely not. But it's a great tool for the officers and some great training that they'll get. And again, you look through the MOA, you can see on how it's laid out, who we answer to, and how we deal with all that.
That's good.
I wouldn't back it if I didn't feel it was a
good
reasonable thing for the Canadian Police Department. We did drug take back on April 26th. We got 65 pounds of drugs. We partnered. So, I mean, it's not like it's unused medication.
Right. Everybody's happy.
So 65 pounds is quite a bit. They stayed at the first stop, and people came in, and they got to meet the officers and talk with Raymond
good.
Youth Coalition. Raymond also partnered with us, told it was like 167 pounds between the two towns.
Jeez.
Went to a wheel abrader.
So it wasn't like a swap meet, right?
No.
I like the look of those. Yeah.
I trained you half a bottle of Pepto.
So that's kind of where we're at right now. That's what we've been doing. If anybody needs extra patrols in their neighborhood, seeing anything suspicious, please reach out to us, let us know. We've been dealing with the Candia Springs property quite a bit, catching people that are running out of there.
I don't see any arrests on that one.
So it's juveniles, so like some of that information is not going to be on there.
Okay.
You know, it's based off a video that was circulating around YouTube, and that's kind of causing them to go in. They're going in, they're causing some vandalism. There are cameras. And
were they really the ones that vandalized, or was there others that went in before that group?
I think there's a whole group of them, you know. And at the end of the day, trespassing is trespassing, right?
Yep.
Property don't belong to you. It's closed for a reason. There's a lot of liability behind all those slides and everything that's in there still. And I would not want to see anybody get hurt. So if we get a call, we encounter them, we're going to charge them. And they're going to deal with that. And the best way to not to is not to do it.
We need people to paint the PD, so if we could get some community service, that'd be good. Huh?
What'd you say?
To paint the PD.
We need some help.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, we can work community service into those things for people
that
are not there.
Community service, I love that.
You know, things to think about, like when someone's in there, right, and our officers get called, I don't want our officers getting hurt, jumping the fence, chasing after people through the woods in the dark, you know, that type of stuff.
Yeah, it puts a lot of people at risk.
It does, and I hope people seeing this and hearing this, pay attention to that, and if your kid's over there, get them out of there. It's that simple. It's not their property. You just stay out. It's not that hard. The owners are very, very good people, and they don't want to be bothered with people just running around their area.
Yep.
So, that's my take on it. We've been trying to do as much as we can. Like I said, there's cameras, so we figure out who you are.
It's you should have brought the raccoon there.
Yeah.
Let him loose.
Well, I mean, it's out there.
God raccoon.
It's out there.
It's out there that we're in there.
The videos, the TikToks.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. And I get it. Like, people try to do this and they go through these abandoned properties, but it's not yours. It's not yours and it's
not the video stupid?
What's that?
Who would do that?
Because they posted on this.
Because it makes
like,
them famous.
There's this social media site, abandoned
properties,
whatever.
Yeah.
And there's
kidding.
Like Ghostbusters, and they go out and they record it and they post it and they think it's cool. Well, abandoned is one thing, like, but this isn't abandoned. Yeah.
There's, you know, personal property in there and things like that. Right. People are going in and moving it all around, throwing it around. They are doing, you know, damage. But again, we know who they are and we're dealing with them as we see.
Excellent.
That's where we're at, but it does take a lot of our resource and puts it over there, right?
Susan,
they're over there chasing.
Want to bring up anything on the issue?
Oh, yes. And especially in lieu of what you just said for what you had for stops or whatever for animal control, would you be open to hiring someone back again for that? And the reason I'm asking is there's been comments, like one time I think they had to take a dog down to Stratum and two officers went to Stratum, and people are asking about it for what they're getting paid. Why are they running animals around? Do you know what I mean? It's not a positive thing.
Sure. Again, and like I've explained with the ACO position, when it's a civilian position, it's difficult too, right? And if you don't have that, in my experience, you don't have that person working 40 hours a week in here, and you have to rely on to call them out, that can... What good's that going to do? Hey, I call, and then they don't show.
Yeah.
And my officer's still dealing with it. You know, we didn't run with one in Raymond for a long time. It's a very tough position to keep going. You know, that's kind of my take on it as far as that goes. A lot of the animal, I know it seems like a lot, but that's not a lot. For a month, that's not a lot of animal control. If we
was just taking them off their police duties.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I'm assuming a higher priority take precedence.
Yeah,
I'd like to take the rest of the you know, the year into next year and see.
Okay.
Where the real, I mean, I know, I guess my argument really right now is, you know, I just fought a raccoon, but you know, it's nothing different than that I would do that a civilian would show up and do. You know, a civilian position. We have a really good partnership with the ASPCA. That's the whole reason for bringing the dog there. It allows them to do the research for us and figure that out. You know, and we don't just immediately take it over there either. And there wasn't two officers that took it over. There was one. It was me.
Oh, okay.
That's why we have the holding facility
not
for them. If they're a friendly dog, we'll let them hang out. We contact the owner. It's pretty easy to do. It's not... It doesn't take a lot of heavy lifting, I guess.
Okay.
Is there anything else you had for us? Or?
No, that's it. But you know, if the board wants to explore that and we want to talk about it, I'm absolutely.
Well, I know your reasoning behind it partly was because the budget was tight and you figured there was a place you could save. So.
So the other thing is the flooring, the PD.
Yes.
We just need to get an approval to take it from not the building maintenance fund, because there's never enough money in there to do anything. What is that fund that it needs to come
from? It's the expendable trust fund. I see right there, there's a highlighted, the next page.
So it's the building trust fund?
Sorry, there's two right
yeah.
there. From Warren Article 13.
The Town Office Building Maintenance Fund. So the total cost is $3,480. We just need approval for that.
How much is in the fund?
$15,000.
No, that's what was added to it this year. There should be over $30,000.
Yes, but the $15,000 was added this year.
Right. Yeah, do you need a motion?
Yeah.
I'll make a motion for the carpeting or whatever you're changing it to for the police department.
I'll second that.
I'll second that. Yeah.
Any further questions, discussions? Seeing none, all in favor?
Stephanie.
Sue.
Boy.
Brian.
Yeah.
Good. Get her done. And you didn't want to do the paint out of that too? Because why?
Well, what I was going to propose there is we're willing to volunteer our time to paint the PD. I would just need to paint when we figure that out.
My question is, if you have money in it, why?
Let's get a quote for painting.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, I commend you guys for volunteering to do it, but it's something you shouldn't have to do.
That's right.
We appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But let's reach out to a couple of people. And I mean, there's a couple of people in town that paint. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, if you know, send me their names, we'll contact them.
Yep.
Dennis Vincent would be one.
Felix.
Felix, yeah.
Felix.
And Emily.
You know, if the chief shows up to ask him about painting, it might carry a little more weight. You never know.
Depending if they're on the arrest list or not.
Well,
I was gonna say, I don't think Felix
we can play those cards.
No. Yeah.
But I thank you and the troops for volunteering, but really, that's.
we're just willing to do our part to try to help make the PD better and save the town where we can.
I mean, it's going to take a little bit of your time, anyways, just to move things around in the rooms to make it all accessible.
I've been doing a lot of work up there.
But just that space is already more usable as far as that goes than what it has been in a while. So,
good.
You can see walls.
So you can see walls. That's why you decided to need a paint.
We need new floors because now we can see them.
Yeah.
Is there still that committee working on the building project?
We have not met for a while.
All right.
We were waiting for some information to come back on grants and stuff, the availability of grants. But it was funny you mentioned that because I was thinking of that the other day that, you know, we've got to get with John Stevens, because I talked to him a month or so ago back when we were doing about the exit 3 and mentioned to him that, you know, did he know of any, and he said he would look into it. And he's coming in June what?
23rd.
So that was one of the questions I was going to be asking him, that if he
found
for anything. Who?
Grants.
John who?
Stevens.
John
Stevens.
Oh, yeah. You're talking about the rep?
Yes.
Or executive council.
Executive council,
yeah.
And he said he would, you know, throw some feelers out there and see what he could find out.
I know, I'm waiting for the flashing lights, but...
Has the DOT updated you at all on when they're going to be doing any of that?
Last email they sent was coming in the spring.
Mm-hmm. Well, Tom, spring is here.
Spring.
It's we're fast approaching summer.
It's been approved by Brian,
but he doesn't want to do it, that guy.
Nobody wants to do it, but...
Well, I thought John was pretty positive.
Oh, yeah, he was.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're in the area, then maybe you could check with the district.
Yeah, I absolutely can do that.
And just see, you know, where that's at and what do they call spring.
What were your results when you had your speed sign there? Did you have pretty decent results?
What I noticed is that people slow down when they get there. it wouldn't show us if someone ran the stop sign, and that yep. seems what that a lot of the accidents are caused from that. The good part is all that stuff going on in the intersection is slowing people down. They're not going through at 50, 55 miles an hour.
Yeah.
I think the accidents would be a lot worse if they were.
Right.
You know, but I mean, probably still about once a month, give or take, we're responding out there to an accident because someone
really?
Failed to yield right away.
Is it always the same intersection part of it?
A lot of it has to do with that left turn onto the highway that has no stop sign, and then
yeah.
the ones coming across.
And the ones coming straight
and
through.
People get so mad when the people stop.
Oh, I know.
So then they're like, you need to go.
Well,
then,
it just congests everything then.
And they go.
Right. It just causes more confusion when they stop.
Read yeah. instructions and follow them. That's
and you know, the thing the speed sign it did, and I think the other part to that was slowing it down, and this is just my thought, is that they saw the flashing light going back and forth. It got their head up to pay attention. That's why I think the
yep.
flashing stop sign yeah. might make
it. It can't hurt, that's it. For sure.
No, and I mean, if that don't work, we'll try something else.
Yep. Well, if you get a chance to follow up with the district guy over there,
yeah,
just to see where they're at. I don't know if they're the ones doing it or if it's a totally different outfit.
Yeah, I just have DOT. To go back and review that email that was sent to us. Probably who I would reach back out to. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Good.
Perfect.
Do you have anything else, Chandler?
Nope. You just got this last little dental plan.
Yep. Did you want to go over that? Amy?
Do
it. Yeah.
None of us know anything about
it. You've done, you were right on top of the research of it. So.
Well, they just, when the Health Trust came in to meet with everybody, just, you know, to answer any of their questions and talk to them about the benefits, the one request, one of the requests was that there wasn't enough dental coverage, so they sent us the different options and what the difference in the monthly rates are, which all of you have in your packet.
Right.
So we're voting or looking at.
So it's current.
We're just looking at it, yeah.
So which is the current?
The gray? Is that the current?
Mm-hmm, the current.
I mean, it covers preventative, diagnostic.
So what's the cost of the town of Candia?
The only thing it doesn't cover is orthodontics.
Nothing's going to cover. Well,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the only.
And this doesn't cover it either. It says not applicable. So.
So when we were in the meeting, it just happened. Amy had to step out, and one of the guys, when someone had asked, "What can we do to increase it?" and he said, "Oh, you can actually increase it to if you want up to 2,000." And there were three of us that asked, you know, if we could do that, and they said, "Yeah," and it's under like $5 or $10 under that amount. So we were just looking for it to be instead of 1,000 to get $2,000 worth of coverage.
Plenty
so when you go to the dentist, you know, if you need a crown or a couple fillings, you have enough coverage,
right.
enough to go.
Yeah, because 2,000 doesn't even get much work done
no.
anymore.
That's right.
Then would you say the cost is to the town?
I think it's right under
broken down in the bottom.
Oh, yeah,
see,
it's
at the bottom,
48.25.
Right now we're paying $48.25.
And it goes to 53, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm wondering.
That's the monthly rate.
See,
that the town
plan, it's too bad you can't get that plan without orthodontics.
Linda, that's the amount the town has to pay to subsidize.
I don't
the policy?
Know. That's all they gave us.
Well, that's
so
near
maximum.
I think we need more information. Is this what costs
yeah.
the employee or the
so
town?
This is really HR stuff, so it wouldn't have been in my league
yeah,
to
yeah.
look it up.
We didn't know that number before we adopt this policy.
Like, how much does the town contribute?
The trouble is, not everybody has kids.
Right.
So I guess I'd rather increase something that, you know, whether it's the, you know, deductible we cover more of.
Well,
you know,
it
just,
would be if you're just single, then it would be.
Yeah, with or without kids.
With or without kids, it breaks it down.
Yeah.
What you would pay. And it's very minimal.
Right, but some people are married.
Yeah,
and they don't have kids.
So a two-person plan would go up.
Right.
From $92.80 a month to $102.42.
Yeah.
So that's $10.
Right, but I'm saying, I guess if there's another area that everybody could use, not just people with kids who need orthodontics. You know what I'm saying?
It's dental, period. It's not just orthodontic.
Yeah, but that plan just happens to be the one. Right now, we don't cover any orthodontics, but that plan does.
Most dental plans don't.
Most do not.
Cover orthodontia.
All right, we'll have to look at
that. But, again, the 2,000, that's pretty easy to get up to 2,000.
I mean, just your cleanings is expensive.
So, I'm wondering if this 2,000 maximum includes cleanings. Because it says the cleanings are covered 100%.
Yeah, that's diagnostic and preventative is a cleaning. That's every 6 months you go to, I think, or most people do. That's the first category.
Yeah, it's a plan year maximum. So that would include cleanings
anyway.
Too.
Yeah, all
the things.
So if you go cleaning twice a year, you know, there's $500.
Health Trust.
But it's covered 100% anyway, so that's neither here nor there. I think the only thing we could do maybe is help with the deductible or, I don't know. Maybe the fill, yeah. Maybe
so
coverage
it covers 100%
B.
up to $2,000. 80%. Like, you're going to spend that in a minute.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Really? That just doesn't seem right. But.
So we still don't know what this would cost the town of Candy.
No, and this wasn't necessarily to be enacted
right away.
It's just
informative.
This was something to look at along with the retirement plan, too, for the new budget cycle.
Just wondering if this is what they pay on the bottom.
That's what I'm thinking.
Is that what the employee pays? Or is that the cost to
the town? That's the cost to the town.
So then we have to figure out what the employee pays.
Mm-hmm. Well, how much of that does the employee pay?
I would have to ask them for the breakdown. 80%, I think.
Okay.
That's in our personnel thing.
Mm-hmm. So let's figure out how much the employee pays per.
Right.
Yeah.
I think the employee pays 20%. Mm-hmm. The town pays 80%. Is that
how the breakdown is? Right.
I don't have a pay stub with me either.
But thank you. Whoever looked that up, thank you.
So that 5301 is the 80%, so.
Or is that the total cost?
I feel as though this is the total cost.
Yeah,
really?
Dental is not very expensive.
No, it's not very expensive.
So I feel as though it would be 80%, but I can confirm with them.
Yeah, it really is.
The only thing is, I know that we're on deadlines.
We're fine. That deadline he gave you was false. We have wiggle room because we're on a different plan than he thought.
That's what he said in the meeting at first. Okay.
Yeah, we have wiggle room.
Yeah. And again, like I said, this may not even be something that we enact during the year here. It might be something we do. Did you have any further update with the long-term debt, the subject on the New Hampshire retirement?
She was putting a letter in the mail to me last week, and she gave me a breakdown of the costs and then the timeline. Like if you meet about it, I think we would end up being on their agenda. They only meet every other month, so we wouldn't be on their agenda till September. So. We just have
to. Well, that gets us right into budget time, so that would work.
But as soon as I get that letter from her, I'll put it in the folder and share it with all of you.
So, like, right now there's no retirement?
We have Mission Square, but this is New Hampshire retirement, and the school has it,
so wherever
and the police
they
have
went.
It, but the town, the people that work here do not.
Do most towns have it?
Yeah, there's a lot.
They do.
I actually have a list of all the towns that have it.
I mean, not like Manchester, but like Chester, Chester and Deerfield.
This is the list of all. There's 400
like
plus.
When Andrea went to Brentwood, they have it. So, and she already had a couple of years in it, so she was able to continue.
So, does the town contribute to the current?
Yeah.
Yes.
Holy mackerel, there is a lot.
Yeah. I want to say 437. That may not be accurate.
There's only 230
to the New Hampshire.
Yeah.
I was going to say that. I thought that was...
So it's not just the town. It's because the school is counted as one. The police is counted as one.
The school always
so
gets it. They all the schools give it.
It's just they count all. They're all listed there.
I don't know if it's a law, but all the schools give it.
Yeah, I think it's part of
it. And all the police and all the fire department. Mm-hmm. No, not the fire. Or ours doesn't.
Not yet.
Yeah, not ours.
Not yet.
They're even the county people, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a lot. Just make sure she gets that back.
That's coming up in September. And this renewal will be due when?
We have to make a decision about this by the end of May, probably, for them, because we have to give it to them before June. Can't remember the exact date in June, but.
So the action item on this one would be to figure out what the employee would pay.
Well, I mean, the annual cost is only going up about $60 for a single person, and it goes up about $250 for the
dental. I just wanted to know.
Okay.
So it goes up $250 per family plan. Annually. So that's not really, I mean, for them to go from $1,000 to a $2,000 maximum expense is a very minimal cost.
Yeah, and basically you're getting the same coverage you did 2 years ago.
And that would apply to everybody, though.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
It would.
Yeah.
40 hours, 30 hours, 20? Like
35 30, is full up,
yeah.
Full time.
Okay.
Except for grandfathered in. 32.5. You're the only one left. The 32.5 full time.
So this means everyone, police and fire. What does E mean? Education?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so they don't even have. They don't. Who gets coverage for municipal employees other than the fire, police, and educational? They're not listing that. See how they've got the things after it? This means educational,
police
and
fire.
And fire. It doesn't say who gets it for
town.
Municipal employees. So, you know what I mean? I'm just curious. See what I mean? I think that's what the E means.
You would think. But
and we don't have to do what everybody else does, but
the emergency?
Hmm?
Emergency?
I don't know. It's funny because Franklin.
We just have to look at how many employees we have, what
yeah,
the cost would be, and put it in the budget, whether it goes or not, or decide to not.
Yeah. So if we've got 20 family plans, then who's the math? Was that $5,000?
Are we talking about dental?
We're in dental. I don't know what we're on.
I was talking about dental.
Yeah, he's still on dental.
I'm in the way back machine.
Yeah, I wouldn't think.
Okay, Mr. Peabody.
We don't have that many that would qualify. It's
right.
It's very minimal.
And then the stipend,
sure,
would you do anything with
people.
The stipend if they get their insurance through their spouse or partner?
They do have the option to do it, but there's
yeah.
very
would you raise that, though?
Raise
would you raise that stipend for them?
You don't have to raise a stipend.
You don't have to.
No.
But would you?
I don't know. You can just,
we could decide.
Yeah, you could make the decision.
So if you don't sign up for benefits, you get a little kickback?
Yes.
Yeah,
for example. You can pay them, yeah.
Yes.
It's the same. The teachers get the same, don't they?
I don't think so.
They do.
I have to look. We're doing the contract in August.
Candy PD's in it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Get the firefighters on there.
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, you want to
do we have any full-time firefighters? Oh, we have full-time
sale
ambulance.
Sale
yes.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
The real yard sale project.
The what?
We're selling yards.
What yeah. are you talking about now?
The sale of town property.
Oh.
Signed the contract.
Well, I've got something to share on that one.
Right now they're preparing a 24 by 48 inch poster, which depicts the tax map for the entire town of Candia. And they're going to color in each of the lots that we're proposing to sell in a different color. Okay, some are conservation lands, some are tax deed, some properties we acquired by tax deed. Each one requires a separate process as we go through here.
Mm-hmm.
So once we get this poster, we have to appear before the Conservation Commission, the Planning Board, and the Heritage Commission, and present them with our proposed properties that we're going to sell, and seek their recommendation.
There is no Heritage Commission right now.
Okay. So the Planning Board, Conservation Commission, and I guess that's it, okay?
Why
now,
does the
I'm
Planning Board have to be involved in planning?
They're involved
so
with everything.
So. Okay.
Planning.
But I get conservation because it is on that. When I was reading, it was all listed conservation land, but the town owns it.
Right. So they have to decide if they want the town to retain it. Then they make a recommendation to this board, and we decide whether to accept or reject the recommendation, and then we're free to go for a sale.
Good.
We're
now,
going to sell this summer.
Yeah. I know everybody was excited about this.
Mm.
You know we don't get to keep that money. You have to give the extra sale money that they don't owe the town to the heirs.
We get the tax revenue plus.
We get the tax revenue. We do not get the sale price. If I owe the town $10,000 in taxes, and my house goes for $200,000, Candia does not get $190,000. See, I didn't think some people understood that.
No, because it was all listed exactly. as valued at.
Exactly. Valued. I thought. I don't think they understand that.
It should be amount owed and valued at, because then we're not going to get much revenue.
No, we're going to get the taxes.
Well, we get the taxes we were entitled to while it was under town ownership.
Okay.
And you really can't expect any more than that. But
the town owns it. They're gone. What? People are gone. Like, you forfeit your property. Why? We own it.
We own it now, but once we sell it, they're entitled to the surplus proceeds.
Right. I know. People that didn't understand that.
That doesn't sound right. It's the deed fully. Is the owner is the town of Candia. Because you
correct.
Forfeit. Cause you
but
don't.
The law says.
But the former owner has a residual interest in the property. And we get more than just a tax and the interest. The board can assess like a 5 or 25% addition to that. But we always waive that. We did the last time. Okay. So it's up to this board later on. But Sue's point is, we don't keep everything, okay?
But the flip side of it is if we do sell it to somebody, then it does get back on the tax roll.
It goes right back.
So right, but it could be open space.
Yeah, it's probably small money, but it's still revenue.
It's just a good, it's good.
No, and I'm not saying whether it's bad, but I don't think people understood at the table that was a fact.
TD.
What's that?
Weren't we going to sell it and put it in a fund for...
We have to decide at a future date whether to put it in that capital reserve account dedicated to improving the police department.
You're gonna cut your nose off. I wouldn't keep saying for the police department.
No, just go to the capital.
Okay. Just say capital reserve right, because they didn't yep. they voted that down. So don't.
All right.
I just say capital reserve
down because they didn't know.
And you can use it for the police department.
Right. I agree with you. So
portion.
Because anything out of that, if we just have to have a public hearing on it, and
that's right.
Yeah.
Because the town did vote to buy the land for the police department. So
right.
Yes.
It's.
Yeah.
But there's about $2 million worth of property assessed valuation. That we're proposing. So if you get 50 cents on the dollar, 25 cents on the dollar, that's some real money.
Why are we getting 25 cents on the dollar?
Because it's going to sell at absolute auction to the highest bidder.
Right.
We don't set a minimum.
Right.
We should set a minimum.
But the heirs get that. I mean, we get the tax money and the interest, but the heirs get the big chunk
million.
Of it.
Mm. Depends on what's bid. If they bid in excess of what's owed for taxes and interest, then they do get the surplus.
Right.
Is there, when on this map that we're getting, is there a way to say this much is owed for this plot?
Well, geez,
per the
not really.
Well, Candy should
don't
have
we want to know
that.
That before we go
yes.
into all this?
Well, we know what the assessed valuation is.
Yeah.
We don't know how long it's been under town ownership.
Okay.
Because they're doing the research on that.
Yeah, some of these go way back.
So it depends on how far back it goes.
Yeah.
So you have the accrued property taxes every year since the town took it. So we don't know really what's owed until they calculate this out. I mean, that's a good idea if you could determine it now, but you really can't.
Well, you can't determine to date how much is owed?
Candy can't.
No, because we don't know how long they've been in arrears.
The tax collector should
know. I
would think. Not once the town takes title.
Isn't there a record of when the town took title?
Yeah, and that's what they're going to research at the Registry of Deeds. It's a complicated process.
But you go by the name at the registry, correct? I know when I was looking up things, I went by a person's name.
So, I'm more like
right.
So that should probably tell the same date. It wouldn't be that bad.
Or can you go on the internet and look up on our website? The last time they made a payment.
Once we pass it, we'll find out.
What's that, Linda?
Can't we go on the website and look at the tax payments that they've made?
So some of the tax cards will tell you when the property was acquired by the town, and some of them don't. And it'll give the book and page on some of the cards, but in some of the cards it doesn't.
So some of them are very old.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, some of those properties have been in the town.
Fortunately, the auctioneer covers all that stuff.
Okay, I didn't understand that.
So we get a lot of tax money. Although it's just
Well, and they say put it back on the rolls. like that 30-acre piece down on High Street, if they put that in open space, we're not going to get, we'll get about a couple hundred bucks a
but
year.
But it's still on the positive side.
Oh, yeah, I'm not, I don't want to be Debbie Downer. I just didn't think that people understood that, because I didn't understand it.
We're going to start second-guessing ourselves. Let's decide right now whether to go through with this before these guys invest a lot of time and energy in the title search. Because well, I really don't want
this. No, I don't think anybody's opposed to it.
No, we should do it.
It's just not
going to
be as profitable as some might have thought.
I think there was just, we'll see.
We won't know.
I figure whatever we get is better than nothing.
That's right. It doesn't cost the town anything.
Right.
I know, but I don't think, it doesn't, we don't make any more land. So I guess I have a different mindset. You know what I mean? Where something might be, a house was worth $50,000 10 years ago, and now it's worth $300,000. You know, so my thought is, what do we need? Do we need that money for something right now? Do we need it now?
Yeah, the police station.
Well, I don't think it's so much the need of the money, so is it's just cleaning the books up. We don't need to be realtors. We don't need to own all this property.
So you don't want to leave any of that for any future generations
no.
to sell?
No, I want
to
clean it up.
Okay. It's a non-performing asset right
now. Right.
Okay.
Well, let's commit ourselves to this, because these guys are
We already voted on it.
I just wanted to give information that I didn't think people had.
Okay.
Yeah.
We did that. So, we can go on.
Well, Brian, I'm going to need you to present this to the planning board.
Yep.
Because you sit on the planning board.
Yep. You'll be there.
And then I'll present it to the Conservation Commission.
All right. Did you have something else besides the next select board meeting? No?
When is that?
When are we meeting again? July?
The next meeting's a holiday.
Yeah.
June 9th.
June 9th. And that's when Steve's coming in? I mean,
23.
John?
No, he's coming in the 23rd.
23rd.
So we have to have two June meetings.
Yes.
Okay.
Could I ask one question?
Well, we don't have to. Meet
well,
who's in charge of the library grounds?
Yeah. Yes.
The library.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
It's part of their budget, in their budget, right?
Yeah. Yes.
That's not considered Parks and Recreation, is it?
No.
Well, they're, no.
Well, I asked
they
the
have been.
To clean up along the road where they, so we can mow all that dead pine that's laying there. And he's going to itemize the bill, and we're going to try to get the library trustees to pay for that.
Yeah, I don't have enough money. I mean,
it's part of their operating expense.
No, it shouldn't be out of your parts.
Well,
no way.
No way. It's not part of Pond Park.
Pardon?
We're going to pay for Pond Park out of the town budget. That's not part of the library.
Right? Well, in front of the library, he's done.
No, I'm talking about the other side of the park.
Oh, yeah. When we had that brush cleared off the stone wall and like right. That was all paid for.
Out of your parks?
That gazebo was paid for. The
okay.
Yeah. Things like that back there.
Yeah.
But
you are, Steve is going to bill separately for this over here.
That's right.
Okay.
It's just a dead pine so he can mow it.
Yeah.
That's all he wants to
Because he's got something on the stone wall. What was that? That's not a pine, is it? Did you see it all cut up for you?
Oh, I didn't see it.
Oh, well, you go by, you'll check it out.
Yeah, we're just trying to help the guy out, but the library, you know, I'm pretty sure the trustees will reimburse the town for that.
Absolutely.
Or pay the invoice.
Yeah, we'll just take it out of the budget next year.
Yeah. That's easy.
I like to pay the invoice idea instead of the reimbursement.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Right.
All one right. less transaction to
yeah,
have.
Just right. Bring the bill to
we'll
it.
We'll have them present that to the library.
Yeah.
Make it out to the library and then
right.
Collect it from them.
Yep.
That's yeah.
That's a good idea.
Are you going to present that?
What's that?
You'll present it?
My wife will.
Okay.
Good. Because Steve shouldn't have to.
No.
No,
he has nothing to do with that.
All right. So our next meeting is the 9th, June 9th?
Your son's birthday?
Yeah.
We'll make it short and sweet.
And the town offices will be closed May 26th in honor of Memorial
Day. That's
going to
be a great week, isn't it?
Oh, 68, partly sunny.
What?
Did you have anything
else?
Oh, gosh. Do they know already? Well,
does anybody else on the board have anything else they want to share?
You.
Anybody in the audience?
Not all at once.
Okay.
Move to adjourn, Mr. Chairman.
Move to adjourn?
Yep.
Second?
Steph.
All in favor?
Steph.
Sue?
Brian? Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for answering the questions. I always have questions.
So.